Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Justin Banholtz, Portfolio Manager at Lenovo. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Justin, why don't we just start with a quick discussion on what your role is at Lenovo and how it relates to Lenovo's efforts in the data center?
Sure. So I'm a portfolio manager at Lenovo. My major responsibility is defining the strategic vision for the enterprise lineup and our portfolio within the enterprise product group. I actually joined Lenovo about 2 years ago as part of our Go Big initiative, and this initiative was designed to grow Lenovo's footprint in the enterprise market space organically, and I was brought on to design the next generation of products, enterprise products, rack and tower products for Lenovo, and that is the product set that we're actually going to be announcing today is the products that I first came on board about 2 years ago to design.
Well, this must be an exciting day for you then, and let's get right to the announcements. Do you want to talk a little bit about what Lenovo delivered today?
Absolutely. So we're actually going to be delivering a portfolio of products based off of the Xeon E5 2600 V3 series of processors. The first set of those products are three offerings. Will be our premier two-socket 1 and 2U rack servers. Those are the ThinkServer RD550 and ThinkServer RD650, as well as a two-socket ThinkServer TD350 tower offering.
Now, I know that you guys have some pretty cool features in those in terms of next-generation fabric technologies, etc. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the technology that we're releasing in that product set, we have three main technologies. This is our AnyFabric, AnyRAID, and AnyBay technologies. These are really geared and designed towards allowing our customers the ultimate in flexibility in how they configure and use our systems. They can standardize on one platform and through these technologies actually change, modify, and upgrade the systems to suit their workload needs. AnyBay technology allows us to plug in standard hard drive, solid-state drive, as well as PCI Express drive technologies into the front of our servers. And then the AnyFabric technology allows our customers to choose between 1 and 10 gig Ethernet offerings, as well as, you know, first in the industry fiber channel capabilities into an embedded LOM form factor, as well as our AnyRAID capability, which allows customers to upgrade their RAID capabilities inside the system from simple non-cache-based RAID to 1, 2, 4 gig flashback cache capability. So these are some of the core technologies that we're going to be delivering as part of our new offerings, and we see this as very exciting for our future in terms of technology growth with the ThinkServer portfolio.
Now, at the launch of any new platform, everybody always talks about performance. What are the performance characteristics of these new platforms, and how does that translate to value for the customer base?
So, you know, Intel is actually releasing a couple of key capabilities with their new processor release. You know, certainly first and foremost, the number of cores is significantly growing from the previous generation to the current generation. Really, this enables our customers to drive significant amounts of workload consolidation through virtualization onto the new platforms. The other key technology that Intel is going to be delivering in the chipset, which we're going to be taking advantage of, is the shift from DDR3 memory to DDR4 memory. This new technology in memory allows customers to both reduce the power footprint of the memory as well as increase the speed and the capacity, allowing workloads to grow from transactional database type workloads, virtualization workloads. So workloads that once went into a 4-socket system can now be fit into a mainstream 2-socket system. So from a benefit standpoint, how do we see these technologies really enhancing the capabilities for our customers? So from a thermal standpoint, you know, the improvements that we're seeing in the thermal performance of the system allows us to run in ASHRAE A4 class of environments, which is you know, free air cooling type of environments or higher temperature type of environments with no impact to our reliability. This allows customers to actually significantly reduce their cooling costs inside the data center. Additionally, what we've found is ways to improve the density of our new rack systems, particularly RD550, by being able to populate up to 12 drives, hot swap drives in the front, gives us a large amount of I/O capacity at the back. We can now drive what was once, you know, 2U specific type workloads into a 1U form factor. How this benefits our customers is that if you have a constrained data center, say an urban data center or an education environment where your budgets really don't allow you to grow your data center footprint, you can take out existing TU class servers, replace them with the RD550 1U class server, and get better density out of your existing footprint.
Can you talk a little bit about the AnyFabric design that you're delivering?
Absolutely. So the AnyFabric design is Lenovo's embedded MES card. What we're delivering with AnyFabric is the capability for our customers to uniquely choose what type of I/O connectivity they want out of their servers. This is a significant amount of flexibility that we're providing, which will cover both Ethernet capabilities as well as, we believe, first in the industry, fiber channel connectivity capabilities. What this allows customers to do is, at the point of deployment or the point of purchase, actually customize their networking, whether it's 1 gig, 10 gig, 8 gig fiber channel, 16 gigabit fiber channel, connectivity options in their server embedded inside the system without taking up space, PCI Express slot space inside the server. So you free up a lot of slots for additional PCI Express attached flash, external HBAs, other connectivity needs that you have for your workloads. Additionally, in the RD550, we're supporting up to 2 AnyFabric slots. So a customer can deploy a traditional gigabit or a 10 gigabit data network technology as well as a fiber channel technology covering the vast majority of most workloads inside the enterprise data center.
So I heard that Lenovo delivered some compelling workstation platforms recently as well. Can you talk about those?
Sure, absolutely. So just recently, we've also announced our premier workstation lineup. These are the ThinkStation P-Series, which includes our P900, P700, and P500 workstations with significant enhancements in the thermal design and customization capabilities. These are really geared towards, you know, high-end type of workloads, visualization workloads, as well as high-end graphics capabilities that are embedded into these ThinkStation products.
Now, you also talked about earlier about a tower offering. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. We're also announcing our two-socket tower offering, the TD350. It is a new tower offering, very small form factor, 4U form factor. It's both available as a tower as well as a rack product, so you can deploy it in the data center as well as in a distributed environment. It has a maximum storage capacity up to 90 terabytes, and it's also the smallest form factor in the industry at 4U. So what it does is allows branch office customers to really consolidate workloads if they're running a VDI-type workload or just general office applications onto a single platform in their office or their back office environment instead of having to deploy multiple different servers. It also allows customers that are going to be deploying very storage-heavy applications inside the data center, such as a NAS appliance, to standardize on the R4U offering with its very rich I/O and dense storage capabilities.
That's pretty impressive. And when you think about, you know, you talked about the urban environments, the education environments, but I think a lot of customers are capacity constrained, and, you know, the cost of building out infrastructure is, you know, a much different conversation than upgrading a server.
Absolutely. I mean, very few customers have the opportunity or the luxury or the budgets to be able to deploy new greenfield data center environments. You know, those are typically relegated to, you know, very large enterprises or up-and-coming cloud providers where they're expanding by leaps and bounds. But if you take a look at a traditional IT shop, they really don't have the budgets to be able to expand their footprint. And being able to pack more server into the same amount of footprint gives them a unique advantage in the marketplace against, you know, their competitors. So we see being able to drive density with standard footprint servers, right? We're not talking about migrating to server to blade-type servers or other high-density servers, but these are standard, you know, 1U-type rack-mount servers, gives our customers a pretty good advantage, you know, for their workload needs. And the second part of that, you know, I'd mentioned that we're able to drive 12 hot swap hard drives out the front of our box. We also have unique drive configurations in our TU platforms, a hybrid configuration that mixes both 3.5-inch and 2.5-inch drives out the front. This is what we're calling a hybrid configuration. What it allows customers to do is have maximum performance and maximum capacity for database-type workloads or software-defined storage-type workloads where you want to populate a large number of very fast SSDs as well as some very high-capacity 3.5-inch drives. It gives our customers the best of both worlds. They don't have to compromise in terms of picking the capabilities of their servers.
Justin, I know that launch happened today, which is an exciting event and an exciting milestone for Intel as well as Lenovo. We love the collaboration, but you guys have been working with customers on these platforms for a while. What have the early responses been in terms of the capabilities?
Yes, we've actually been doing, you know, customer reviews, you know, with this product set over the past year or so. And the customers that I've talked to have been universally positive. They see that, you know, their data center needs are shifting towards a software-defined future and how we've optimized our platforms for software-defined storage, you know, running next-generation workloads from both Microsoft, VMware, and the other software-defined players in the marketplace. We see that their feedback is that, you know, we are designing our servers with that in mind, and that's really the right direction because they see that the market's shifting that way as well. You know, we have proof of concepts out to customers who are very excited about, you know, the new capabilities that we're going to be driving into our platforms, and also the channel's pretty excited about the offerings that they see today as well as what we think we're going to be delivering here in the near future.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for being on the program today. I only have one last question for you, which is, I know we've probably whet the appetites of the folks listening online today. Can you tell me where folks can go for more information about the platforms?
Absolutely. So you can find information on www.lenovo.com. There is a subtab for servers where you can click on and find all the information on our existing product lineup as well as our new offerings.
Great. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.